You have any name for a person that just you know, can't make up his mind, is and just
just be a scatterbrain.
Just be a scatterbrain. Yeah. Is that what it is? All right. Do you have any special names around here for evil spirits? You know, or you know, like a house that you know got evil spirits. Somebody thinks has got some spooks in it or something.
Yeah, haunted house or so on. I wouldn't.
Do they call it a haunted house?
Haunted house.
Is
yeah.
that what it is? Well, what do they call it when, what do they call the evil spirits that are in the house, do you know? I'm using that term because
I don't know.
They just, what about something that brings bad luck, or some kind of charm, or some kind of thing that you see and it brings you bad luck? What do you call that? You know.
Unlucky?
Well, I mean, for instance, say you saw.
People say 13th is unlucky.
I really looking for something. Say, for instance, every morning you get up and you get in your car and you drive down the road here, and three or four mornings in a row, or maybe during the season, there's one tree down there that springs out and blossoms or something. Every time that happens, doggone it, something wrong goes wrong. And so you start looking at that. What do you call that? That kind of a thing. You know, you start associating your bad luck with that tree's being in bloom. Now, when it's not in bloom, everything's all right. But when it's in bloom, it's things are bad. Do you call that? Do you say that there's an evil something about that? And if there is, do you give it a name? Do you call that tree?
I don't know anything to call it.
All right. What about someone who brings bad luck? You know, a person who every time he comes around, something bad happens. Do you have a name for that?
I don't think so.
All right. What about now? This is maybe getting on some touchy ground here. I don't know. If you don't want to answer this, you don't have to. But I'd like for you to try to answer it as completely as possible. You know, sometimes. People have illegitimate children, mm-hmm. and there's a nice name for them, and there's a not very nice name for them. What I'd like for you to do is give me the nice name for them. You know, ones that people, when they don't want to hurt their feelings, or when they're just, you know, saying these people, or this person didn't have a father or something like that.
Old folks use it as a bastard, but legitimate now is a proper name, I
right.
think.
Now that's in other words, that's okay. Do they have any sort of other names for them that doesn't even say that calls them something else that's still nice? In other words, it's not trying to be mean to them, but it's saying that they're illegitimate. You know, a kind of a saying or something.
Right offhand, I don't remember anything.
All right. Do you have any names that are given to them that is nasty names that are trying to be mean to them? Just the same word?
Well, bastards, that don't sound nice at all, I don't think.
But, I see. And there's no nice name then for them?
No, naturally.
Uh-huh. Where is a place where when a person dies they take him there and they prepare him for burial? What do you call that?
Funeral home.
All right. What do you call the box or the case in which a corpse is buried, or in which a dead person is buried? You know, the box that they put them in before they put them in the grave.
The box you put the casket in, you mean? This casket?
All right. All right, casket. What's the difference between a casket? Is there something else that they put?
They used to. They'd have a casket, they'd call them old-fashioned coffins, and they'd have a box to put that in, dig the grave big enough to put it in the box.
What was the box called then?
Just box for the casket, that's all I know.